Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fearscape Media Network, exploring the unknown, one podcast at a time.
Hello, dear friends. I'm your head mister, Lord Stefan Gearhart.
And I am your co-mister, the man with no name, Lance Wayne.
And together we are the Misters of the Misters of the Dark! Don't shut up! Ugh, whatever. Join us wherever you stream your favorite podcasts, or go to mistersofthedark.com, where we'll be discussing all things horror, from films and books to everything in betweensies. We also have the occasional victim. I mean, guest.
Only on the Fearscape Media Network.
Shut up, Lance! Oh, I always get the last laugh.
Thank you for tuning in to Fearscape Paranormal Podcast. We are on a journey to understand and to discover the phenomena that seems to exist all around the globe. We invite you to join us on this journey into the unknown.
Holidays, it's the Jersey Devil. I just got to take over Fearscape Paranormal Podcast for the boys, because Stefan and Josh, they got stuff they got to do, and they said that I wasn't allowed to come on the show, and I didn't even know what was happening there. But anyways, I decided I would do a special cryptidmas special episode for all you blanket huggers out there. That's right. So, for Josh, and for Stefan, and for Santosh, and all our friends out there, I don't know if y'all know, but all of us cryptids every year, we celebrate Cryptidmas. Yeah, it's a fun one, and it's fantastic. And so, I was going to share with you my encounter from the Fearscape, which I entitled "'Twas the Night Before Cryptidmas." I wrote this poem here based off of my last Cryptidmas, and I wanted to share that with y'all. But I did want to remind y'all, some of y'all are like, well, hey, JD, how can we help out the boys this holiday season? How can we help them out at Cryptidmas? Well, y'all could, go to buymeacoffee.com/Fearscape, and then there you could do a one-time gift to help the boys out to get them ready for 2022, or even patreon.com/Fearscape Pod, or any of those fun things like that. All sorts of fun ways you can help out the boys, but also rating and reviewing and all that stuff wherever you find your stuff. I don't know if y'all know that Spotify does ratings now, so you could do a 5-star review of this episode particularly. Or just do the entire show of Fearscape, because these guys are good guys. Anyways, buckle your seatbelts, because the Jersey Devil presents to you, 'Twas the Night Before Cryptidmas. Was the night before Cryptidmas, when all through my house, not a cryptid was stirring, not even a Flatermouse. A Bigfoot had filled all the stockings with hair, in hopes that St. Crompus would soon start to scare. The melon heads were nestled all snug on the floor, with sweet dreams of Quetzalcoatl starting to soar. Mothman in his feathers and me in my wings had just settled down, talking Krampus-knocked things. When out on the porch, we smelled something sweaty. We said to ourselves, well, it must be the Yeti. When the smell dissipated and we felt something lacking, I bellowed out loud, I think it's the Kraken. The moon lit this beast on the new fallen snow, slithering through it like a manapogo. When to my wandering eyes I saw in the fog my miniature sleigh and then 8 loveling frogs. With the driver, the beast I saw just before, Mothman was cooing, seeing Nessie once more. The big sexy mama from the deep Scottish locks looked more freaking beautiful than an 8-tailed fox. She screamed, all goblins, all creatures, all reptiles, all squatch, all cats and lake monsters, all insects, you watch. To the front of the porch, no matter how small, under the houses like giant rats you will crawl. All you winged cryptids, there's no time to fool. Take to the skies like your cousin, Ahul. Creeping, they crept to all homes, they took shape. You see, they clumped and they stunk like a stinky skunk ape. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on my roof the scraping and skipping of a dark cloven hoof. I ran to my yard and the fog was still thick, but bleating up top was the goat of Pope Lick. His hypnotic gaze made me fly straight to him. No gaze even needed, this monster was grim. An axe in his hand and rotted meat in his sack. Then a carny-like smile as he opened his pack. His creepy goat eyes twinkled in the night air as he pulled out a cute little stuffed Nandy bear. This Nyangu hyena had me scream out a wow. 'Twas a rare beanie cryptid like the Stellar Sea Cow. The bone of a victim held still tight in his teeth. The goat man smiled at me and said,
my name's actually Keith.
He laughed from his belly and said,
tonight we will revel. Nessie and I pass this mantle to you, our dear Jersey Devil.
Well, I looked over my humped shoulders to see Nessie gleam. They offered me a job, and it was the job of my dreams. A blink of my eyes to see if it was real. I pinched my left arm and let out a squeal. They told me I was the only cryptid other cryptids trust. So I was the new guy they will call Dark Saint Krampus. Delivering scares to all children and gifts to dark creatures. My crew of loveling frogs ready to be screechers. So I donned a red hat and I puffed out my chest. I put on that dirty suit and its blood-stained fur vest. I was ready to go and lit the candelabra, ready to take my new job like a starved chupacabra. So I launched the sleigh in the air. Mothman sat at my right. I roared out loud, Merry Cryptid Miss to all, and to all a dark night. Thank you guys so much for listening. I just get real excited talking about things that I have written, especially when it's biographical, talking about Cryptonbiss. Yeah, that's right. Nessie and the Goat Man of Pope Lick, they made me the new Dark Saint Krampus. So I got to do it a little bit last year. I'm going to be doing it this year. So for all you cryptids out there listening, please don't call me JD, because on that night I will be his Dark Lord Krampus. Okay, so you will refer to me as Dark Lord Krampus or DLK or Mr. DLK will suffice as well. Anywho, Merry Cryptidmas to all you folks out there. But I want to wish a really big Merry Cryptidmas to my two best friends in the whole wide world, Josh and Stefan. And a small little shout out to Santosh, who's got a birthday coming up too. Happy birthday from JD! And I just want you to know, Josh, that it is Cryptidmas, and you're supposed to be naughty or nice or all those different things. And I know you called my mama cow and you painted a real weird picture about her, and I was real offended. But I'm going to let you know I'm still going to bring you some scares at Cryptidmas, because that's just how the Jersey Devil rolls. So heading out, I just wanted to say one more time, this has been the Jersey Devil, and hey, y'all. And remember, folks, hold those blankies extra tight, because things tend to get spooky when you're listening to the Jersey Devil's Fearscape. Good night, everybody.
We hope you have enjoyed this guidepost on the road of high strangeness with us. And we thank you, as always, for listening and joining our caravan to the weird and unknown. Please consider supporting us as we continue our journey to find the answers we all seek. FearscapePodcast.com/support.